Hi there, and welcome to Naturally Recovering Autism. I am your host, Kieran Thomas, and I want to thank you so much for being here and being a proactive parent and getting the resources that you need to let your child live their most fulfilling and independent life possible. When my own son was diagnosed with autism, I was told to drug him and try behavioral therapies, and there was nothing else that we could do for him but manage his symptoms the rest of his life. But I didn't want to do that. Fortunately, my background in craniosacral therapy of now 30 years let me know that the brain can and does heal, but I didn't know that much about autism. What I did know is that I didn't want to just mask the symptoms with dangerous drugs. I wanted to find the causes and work with them naturally. And fast forward, it took me a decade and a lot of time and effort, but today my son is no longer diagnosable with autism after being told it could not happen. So I'm here to share with you valuable resources to save you the time and some of the expense that I had to spend to figure it out, and to help you let your child lead to their best results possible. Every child's level of recovery is different, but we know that children who couldn't sleep through the night are sleeping now through the night and happily. Their immune systems are now strong where they were once sick all the time. Children who were nonverbal and their parents were told they could never speak are now speaking. Children who were getting D's and F's in school are getting A's and B's. And those that were so anxious all the time and couldn't sit still and were uncomfortable in their own bodies are now calm and happy and relaxed. And they're leading fulfilling and independent lives with friends. This is what we want for our kids. So I'm here to share the resources with you so that you can get the best results for your child, the best possible. And you can start that right now with my free download of the top 7 foods to eliminate beginning today, of the top foods that are the most inflammatory and toxic that are contributing to those physical and behavioral symptoms of autism that your child is having that are making his life uncomfortable. So you can get that right now at naturallyrecoveringautism.com/7foods. And feel free to share that with anybody you know who would be interested. And I will also link to it in today's show notes. There's, of course, a lot more than diet, but this is something you could start doing today that will begin to reduce those symptoms. And I'm happy to share everything I can with you. So right now, let's dive into today's episode.
Hi there, and welcome back once again. I am so happy that you're here because I've been doing a bit of a series on candida overgrowth. You may have heard it referred to as yeast, and all of the implications. It really has to do with autism and some of the symptoms. And there are people worldwide that suffer with candida overgrowth. And in the last episode, which I'll link to in today's show notes, I talked more about the last two episodes, more about some other causes and of its overgrowth, and also due to a lot of the symptoms that you're going to look for, the irritability, the regression, the increased stimming, the inability to focus and concentrate, hyperactivity, extreme fatigue, rashes, headaches. All of these things are what can come from candida overgrowth. And again, we've talked a few about a few of the reasons why there is candida overgrowth at all. But what I wanted to talk to you today about, now that I've done the other episodes, which I'll be linked to in the show notes for you, but I wanted you to understand a little bit more about what are common, not only the causes, but why is it so hard to get rid of? Because in my now 17 years of autism research, and what I did to help recover my own son, even after I was told it wasn't possible, and of my over 30 years, having a holistic health background, working with holistic practitioners and diet nutritionists and kinesiologists, and being a craniosacral therapist, studying the brain for almost over 30 years now, all of these things are my background that has shown me how hard candida can be to get rid of. And I have cracked the code, and I'm grateful to say that, but it is a process. This isn't just, oh, we're going to do one thing and that's going to take care of it. There's a process to it. But what I want you to understand is why there are so many reasons behind it being so hard to get rid of. Now, one, of course, is, the we're feeding it the bad foods, the processed carbohydrates, the sugars, and things that turn to sugar in the body. that actually feed the candida, because they can become, they can thrive off of that. So, alcohol use, high stress levels, which of course our kids with autism have because of the toxicity level in the body, is very, very hard on the adrenals and the co-infections. And then there's histamine triggers, right? And we've talked about these in multiple episodes of mine. So hopefully, you've listened to those. You can find them in my episodes as well. But today I want to talk again a little bit about why it's so hard to get rid of. So candida-induced alcohol poisoning. I mean, this may sound so strange to you, but it is very, very common. So what happens is that candida requires sugar as food, right? We've talked about this. And it can come in the source of any chemical that ends in OSE. You've heard of like sucrose, OSE, right? Well, that means sugar. That's its chemical basic term. So whenever you read a label or you see OSE as the end, the last few letters of a word, you know that it means sugar. There's glucose, fructose, sucrose. Carbohydrates such as bread and pasta are also converted by the body into sugars that act as another food source by the yeast or the candida. And so when glucose from sugar and carbohydrates is digested by candida, it creates the alcoholic chemical ethanol, and its extremely toxic byproduct known as acetaldehyde. So candida and this alcohol, acetaldehyde, are transferred via the placenta to the developing fetus. So when mom has candida, again, I'm talking about we're passing it on to our kids, right? Very, very common. So we pass it on to our kids, and then it's capable of actually doing harm during development of the child, basically in utero before they're even born. Then after birth, the baby continues to receive alcohol through the mother's breast milk from this candida overgrowth. So again, after birth, they're again receiving more of it. Alcohol can cause malnutrition by preventing the body from digesting proteins. Many liquid herbal tinctures contain alcohol. So be sure your supplements are alcohol-free. There are some herbals, and actually you can put them in warm water and let them sit for 10 or 20 minutes and let that alcohol dissipate, because herbals, a quality herbal, will have the extraction process and the preservative there. So it does remain a little bit, but you can get rid of that. But otherwise, you really want to have alcohol free, even vanilla, extract that's purchased in the store. You want to make sure it's alcohol free, because reading your labels is so important. So remember those things. Alcohol can also cause malnutrition by preventing the body from digesting proteins, as I said. And so this is really important, because our kids do not always get enough protein, or when they eat it, then we're going back to they're not absorbing enough of the nutrition from the foods that they eat. And this could be one of the reasons why. So again, yes, of course, we're starting with diet, and I'll link to my free food guide in today's show notes. It's easy. It's autismcheatsheet.com. But you can start with eliminating the top seven foods that are really starting to feed the bad bacteria. And they're in that list, and I'll explain more of why and how inflammatory they are. And it is a process, because your child, again, is going to be addicted to these foods, because these candida and these bad bacteria are craving it. They thrive it to live on, and they need it to live on. And when, and so that means our host body is craving it. So your child's craving these foods. And then when we eliminate and start removing these foods from the diet, then there's a withdrawal process. So your child, again, you'll see them, that picky eating, they won't eat anything else. You have to get through this really addictive process. And it is a process to take time with. So don't worry about it taking time. Just as long as you're taking steps in the right direction, it does make a difference. Some of these associated problems with this type of alcohol are aggressive and violent behaviors. It causes damage to areas of the brain that can increase aggressive behavior to violent behaviors. Anxiety, lethargy, impaired coordination and speech and memory loss, liver damage causing a lowered ability of the body's detoxification processes, And this is really common in our children with autism. They have very, very poor detoxification pathways, and they need support, again, with toxin binders, detox support supplements. And we're going to help to support the liver in this process too. These are all things you want to do right from the get-go, right? Because even when you're making the dietary changes, as we start starving out that candida, it's going to die. It's what we want, but then we can remain have die-off symptoms from the excess candida and pathogens that are, from it dying. Then you can see, increased behavioral, physical, and emotional symptoms in your child. So that's why these things are happening. Damage to the intestinal lining, reducing the ability of proper digestion and absorption of nutrients. Inability of the hormones released by the thyroid to become activated. Be aware and note that the thyroid may produce an acceptable lab test because it's releasing the proper hormones. However, the problem is that once released, these hormones cannot do their jobs due to this acetaldehyde alcohol inhibiting the working sites needed by those hormones. So remember, as I talk a lot about this, these tests are very expensive and very inaccurate. Let symptoms be your guide. And this is why, when you work with a natural and safe protocol, as I do in my program, and I am happy to guide you through this, then you don't have to worry about all of the expense with that either, or inaccurate results giving you, false negatives, where your child could be positive. And then you think, oh, I don't have to do anything about that. And you do. So that's what we want, are the best results for our kids. There's also the malabsorption and malnutrition issue, because due to the inhibition of the pancreatic enzymes able to, help digest these foods and reduced ability for the stomach to produce hydrochloric acid. So you might notice too, where there's acid backup, we known as GERD, things like that. It can be, a lot of it can be produced from this acetaldehyde and from the candida issue. And so what it's doing is it's reducing the stomach acid or the hydrochloric acid. And so a lot of people think when they have the acid backup or GERD, that they have too much acid, that they have an overload, right? Because it's burning the esophagus, it's coming up. And actually, it is a depletion to little hydrochloric acid in the body. So this is a very common misconception that it's too much acid. The problem is not enough, and these are some of the reasons for the inhibition. They alter the body's ability to utilize vitamin B6, which assists in the production of neurotransmitters for the brain. These are brain messengers like serotonin and dopamine that have a lot to do with our ability for our sleep-wake cycle, appetite satiety. Again, that constant hunger issue. That serotonin, also the king of neurotransmitters, has a lot to do with mood stability and being able to stay balanced and calm. And then dopamine has a lot to do with our ability to focus and concentrate in our center in our brain for the reward center and being able to not really seek it or attain it. So these are important to know. These neurotransmitters or brain messengers are made in the gut. So we have to get the gut in proper working order, or again, the brain to be in proper working order. We've talked a little bit in the past too, but I'm going to mention it here for anybody who hasn't heard of the past episodes. Antifungals, why not? Okay, so we take antifungal agents commonly, that's what we're given, to fight candida. But the lesser-known truth is that they just build up resistance to these products, and the yeast in the, or candida becomes stronger over time. And this makes it harder to get rid of. And when the yeast feels threatened by one of our yeast programs, then it has the ability to hibernate in the tissues where it's kept safe and sheltered from the anti-candida program. And then some are killed off, and then when we feel the effects of the die-off are better, or we think it's better, we believe it's working. However, candida also releases spores, which are like their little babies. And these spores also are able to also hibernate when they sense danger. So they then, and say a cleansing program that you're on antifungals, and then when we're trying to strengthen the immune system even. So they go and they hide in the tissues, and then when we, and they're able to recolonize or strengthen in there. So then when we finish that antifungal protocol that we're on and we think, oh, we're doing so much better, and we stop doing it, And then it just comes right back. And we think, why? But actually, now they're stronger because when they were hibernating in the tissues away, they were actually recolonizing and strengthening. So, this is important to know. Leaky gut. Yeast can attach itself to the wall of the intestine, creating holes that allow undigested foods and other toxins to enter the bloodstream. Again, it's known as leaky gut because, again, these holes are leaking undigested foods into the bloodstream. Then the immune system sees these as new agents to attack every time it sees it. So we develop allergens or antibodies against them in our body. Then our child has more allergies, or we do, whoever, everybody who has the candida overgrowth. It is essential to protect the gut and keep it healthy since it's the main source for our immune system. Over 80% of the immune system strength comes from the gut. So again, if your child's sick all the time, catches things, all this, it can have a lot to do with the gut. It filters out toxins from the environment, including foods, but antibody-producing cells line the intestines and secrete a substance called immunoglobulin A, or also known as IgA. Now, IgA protects the lining of the intestines by preventing bacteria from binding to it. This prevents the bacteria from passing through the intestinal wall and entering the bloodstream. And Candida weakens IgA production. Beware of using any non-steroidal, non-inflammatory medications. You've heard them referred to as NSAIDs, like aspirin, right? Or amphetamines. These are known to weaken the gut lining. Cow's milk should also be avoided. We've heard about the gluten-free, casein-free. Well, casein is the protein in cow's milk. Cow's milk should be avoided, or at least minimized, but I say absolutely avoid cow's milk since it's known to promote leaky gut. If any food gets into the bloodstream intact, it can be very toxic to the entire system, especially the brain. This lowers resistance to infections and leaves us vulnerable to greater susceptibility of food intolerances and allergies, and this is something we see commonly in children with autism. Immune researchers reactions of this sort cause the body to be in a, like a constant fight or flight situation. You've seen, your child having a lot of anxiety, and they can even, moms even say, my child wakes up in that, and they're already in this state. The brain has kind of gotten locked into that fight or flight. When the immune system is constantly in the on position, it can become really depleted, leaving us even more vulnerable to infection, disease, and autoimmune illness. It also depletes the body's serotonin levels, which I already mentioned, which contribute again to anxiety, depression, and sleep disorders. Some examples of illnesses caused by candida and larger molecules passing through the gut lining are rheumatoid arthritis, asthma, food allergies, celiac disease, cystic fibrosis, skin disorders such as eczema, and pancreatic dysfunction, which reduces the body's ability to produce enough enzymes needed for digestion of food and for many necessary cellular functions. Stress, too, is also a big trigger. Too many sugars, including bad carbohydrates, too much fruit, yes, too much fruit definitely is just another sugar source. Processed food, processed carbohydrates will turn to sugar in the body. And alcohol can all repopulate the bad bacteria. And just when you think everything's under control, it comes back and yeast is ongoing if we let it be. So once the holes in the gut heal, and also parasite eradication is important. This is a really big common one that people miss. And it actually is a huge, huge, and major contributor to constipation. So a lot of people don't realize that with a parasitic infection, parasites are very hard to detect in tests. Sometimes you do get a positive result, and if you do, that's great that it showed up. But otherwise, if your child has it and it comes up negative and you don't do anything about it, then you end up with more problems there. As a good bacteria are restored to balance, the person's susceptibility to these issues diminishes. However, if parasites and candida are detected, again, the candida diet will help to eradicate many of the pathogenic bacteria, but the parasite issue will still need to be addressed, and the candida. There's more to this. I am giving you the overall, and the first and easiest step that I can give you, really, to start right now is with my free food guide. And that's it. I have a couple links for it. I'm going to give you the easy one, autismcheatsheet.com. Because if you download that guide, you're going to get the top 7 foods to eliminate, and I give you more understanding as to why. Now, the one thing I hear from parents a lot is, well, Karen, my child's a really picky eater. So how do I do this? And your child is going to be literally addicted to these foods, the sugars, the candida craving them, then also knowing that opiates are created by casein and gluten, the proteins in dairy and wheat. So again, why your child is really, really addicted to those. So how do you transition the diet? Very, very slowly. You can implement strategies with getting just a little, even if you can get a little bit of even some powdered nutrition, like a collagen protein or something in them, even if it starts with a teaspoon at one time, to just start healing the lining of the gut and getting some absorbable nutrition into them. It's going to be a process, and I'm happy to help you with this if you like. If you get my free food guide, you'll also be given a link to my free workshop that will also where I'll guide you through the essential 4 stages to optimum results in autism recovery. And it's really important to understand all of the pieces, and I explain them in that free webinar for you, and then how I can help you through this process, because there are a lot of things to know. And I don't want you to waste any more time and money on things that aren't working or inaccurate tests. This is about giving you a simplified roadmap, walking you through the steps with support, and then really showing you what needs to be done. But as parents, we have to educate ourselves. I mean, I was told that my son could not recover from his symptoms of autism, and we should just drug him and try behavioral therapies. But again, fortunately, I have 30 years background in holistic health and 17 years now of autism research. And my son today, his symptoms are gone. And I was told it wasn't possible. I've helped hundreds of parents worldwide, and I'm happy to help you to get the optimum results for your child. That link, if you want it directly, is naturallyrecoveringautism.com/free workshop. No spaces, just free workshop. And I'll link to it again in the show notes for you. But I do want you to know that there are solutions and help available, and that you don't have to waste any more time or money on these things that aren't working, because you can see how many of your child's health and behavioral symptoms are caused by many underlying root biological causes that we can work with safely and naturally. So I always appreciate you for being here and what you're doing for your child, because you are the one who is going to, you are the key to their success. We as parents have to be the ones to take the reins. We have to, but we also have to know what we're doing. And I was also once led astray, and that's why I started my own research and figured it out for my own son, because I wasn't getting the help I needed, and I knew I had to figure it out for him. I wanted him to have a happier, a healthier, and a far better life than he was having back then. And he is today. He's independent, a college graduate, living on his own with friends. I mean, just night and day. And that's what I want for your child, is to have that success and to be happy and healthy again. It's so important, and they absolutely deserve it. So I hope this has been helpful for you, as always. And if you could take a moment to give me a like, and also maybe go on to your favorite streaming platform and give this podcast a review, because the good reviews help other parents to find the resources I share like this, and help our community of autism parents who are struggling and searching for these answers to find them more easily. So we help each other, and we're in this together, and I'm here to help you, and I hope this today has been helpful for you as always. And thank you again for what you're doing for your child. And I look forward to seeing you next time. Take care for now.